good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It doesn't matter what time you're listening to this podcast, but you're listening to the Low Food Fitness Lifestyle Podcast. Did I say my name? No, I didn't. My name is Noel Michael Smith, and I've got a great podcast here for you today. Now, earlier on this year, well, at the beginning of the year, actually, January, I decided to drop some people that were really close and dear to my life. Now, I'm not going to mention the names because these guys, if they're listening, they probably aren't listening because they're really sour with me and bitter with me right now. But I don't care because you know what? I am number one, as I am to myself, and you are number one to yourself. That's how it works. You've got to look after yourself. And even if you've got children, you still got to look after yourself before the children because you're no good to your kids if you're not all good yourself. Right? So mentally and physically I'm talking about. You've got to look after all of it. It's all connected, interconnected. Here's why I'm telling you this now. There's a film, I was watching Forrest Gump the other day. Love that film. Love it. Sat down and watched the film all by myself with some popcorn and all that. Yeah? Now, it dawned on me that this is the thing, yeah? And you, until you watch that film again, you don't actually realize he dropped so many people in that film. He just wrote people off totally. But if you find that someone's pushing you into a corner and you feel hemmed in, it doesn't matter if this friend's close, they've got lots of money, they're paying you plenty of attention, but the attention that they're probably giving you is negative, right? If you've got a pessimistic person around you, you drop them like a bullet. You run like Forrest Gump and you do not look back. Just keep on running. Get them out of your head. Forget about them. Boom, ka-chung, out of here. Don't want to know. And I'm going to tell you about these guys right now. When you hear what I've got to say, you got to go through your list of friends and see who falls under this category. And if you've got some guys and girls that fall under this category, you have to drop them. Because if you don't, you're not going to get anywhere in life. Okay, let's start. Pessimism. What does pessimism mean? A pessimistic person. They don't see the bright side of anything. They see doom and gloom. They try to drag you down. But you know, the thing you got to watch about these guys is that they don't know that they're doing it. They mean well. But anything you say, you ever had that person, whatever you say, they've got something bad to say about it? You tell your friend, hey, you know, I'm going to work in a factory. Oh, you don't want to work in factories. You know, they're full of smoke and dangerous things and this and the other. You know, you don't want to hear that, man. I mean, I know tough love is good sometimes, but you just want somebody to give you that encouragement and they need to feel happy about you doing whatever you want to do. You got that? Pessimistic people, darkness. There's always a cloud. You ever gone out? You're driving your car, you go out to ride your bikes. This happened to me and my children the other day. We went out to ride our bikes, got out the door, bikes and all outside, and we saw this big dark cloud come waving over us. And we looked at each other and said, hold on a minute, ride the bike and rain's going to be pouring down. This dark cloud is going to be beating down on our heads, or we can go in, tuck up in our nice warm house on the sofa, curl up together and watch a movie. Yeah, we... We went back in the house, curled up, and we watched a movie. And then the heavens just opened up. The dark cloud, it was daytime out there, but the way these clouds covered the sun, it was like night. And my kids and I were just rolled up. We just curled up on that sofa, the nice warm sofa, put a duvet over us. Yeah, went in the bedroom, got a duvet, put that over us, and we were just nice and relaxed. And we watched a great movie, and it was all good. The pessimistic person sees that dark cloud all the time. You know what they do? They go out in it, yeah? They thrive in that cloud. That cloud is their brother. That cloud is their sister. That cloud is what they stand for. And look, I'm not saying that every time you go out and ask somebody some advice, you want to get good news all the time from that person. Because let me tell you something, right? There's something to be said for tough love. Tough love is a good thing. Lord knows my children know that from me. But you hang around with a pessimistic person and all they have is negativity, that will wear you down eventually. You'll feel worthless. You feel like you don't want to do the thing. You know, let me tell you this story. I was going through some stuff with my children's mother. I was talking to a friend of mine. Instead of encouraging me, he was making me feel like everything was my fault. Now, even if it was my fault, and I'm not talking about how the relationship broke up. That's got nothing to do with it, right? However it broke up, and it's six of one, half dozen the other. I know that. You know, I've been around a while. But what I'm saying is that any of you guys, my students, come to me and they have a problem with their husbands, their wives, I'm on your side, yeah? You the one who came to me. Yeah, I'm going to give you a little tough love, but primarily, I've got to tell you, this is what happened here, but this is how we can make it good. That's what I'm talking about. Pessimistic people don't do that. They just tell you the doom and the gloom. That dark cloud comes over you again. Everything they tell you is negative, and they don't let up. These guys, they don't let up. It's just dark and dark and darker. That's how it goes with these guys. So you have to, you can't be seen, be with these people, because you know the thing about it is so well disguised from a lot of them. They disguise it well. My mother's looking after my children. I haven't been out in a year. I need some time with my friends. Hey, you don't want to do that. You're a mother. You should be at home with your children. What is that all about? No encouragement whatsoever. Just all it is glass half empty. That's what they're on. You have to figure that out. Do you want to be around somebody like that? Okay, deep time. Are you ready? Right, we're going to get right down deep into some psychological stuff now. A true pessimist. They believe evil is what makes existence have feeling. Where's the entertainment in watching a horror movie? Every horror movie I've watched have left me coming out of that cinema feeling, wow, that was our doom and gloom. Even if the guys come out of the house, great. And you know, there's only one guy that's going to come out, or one woman. The rest are going to get murdered and killed, mutilated by the entity that's trying to catch them. That's a pessimistic person that watches a film like that. You know, pessimistic people believe good is bad. Everything that's happening in life is supposed to happen badly. They don't want you to have anything good because they live their lives through that glass of dullness, of blindness, of darkness. Let me give you something even deeper now. I believe the pessimistic person believes that pain and suffering is a necessity of life. They believe that originates from being in that state of mind. Why would you want to hang with somebody like that? Now, you only hear what they're telling you through their words, coming out of their mouth, going into your ears. And you hear that. But truly what's going on deep down inside them is that nothing in life is going to work. And most of these people, if they're doing okay in life, they usually come by it by chance. Either the money was given to them, the car was given to them, the house was given to them. Because you can't get anywhere by being glass half empty. That can't happen in any way, shape or form, man. Now, I want to tell you something. Look around at the people who you believe are like what I'm talking about. And look at their friends. Look at a trail of friends that they've had. Most of them have walked away from them. You're the last one. Get out of there. Look back at all their friends. I've got people that's been with me for 30 odd years. Come into my class and we've been pals and friends for 30 odd years. Those guys, we support each other all the way. Yeah, as I said before, there are times when they've got to tell me when I'm doing something wrong, when I haven't done the right thing. And I do the same to them. That's what friends do. But what friends don't do is drag each other down without even knowing that they're doing it. You know, I went on a driving course once. I was a naughty boy. I got some points on my license. We do that in England. I don't know what the situation is like in the States, but in the UK, if you do too many illegal driving, we have these lights, and if you go too fast, then the light would flash and it would get your registration plate and a letter comes through your door in a couple of days and you've got to submit your license and you lose some points. But what they do now is that you can go on a course rather than losing your points. You can only do this once, mind you. I know people have done it twice. They've done one in one district and one in another. I didn't even know you could do that till a girl told me. But anyway, back on track. So I was hit by a light and I went to one of these defensive driving courses. In fact, saying that, any of you ladies and gentlemen out there that get hit with this option to ever get the points or go on the thing, most people go on the course because the points are really valuable in this country. Don't make any qualms to go on that course. It's a really good course and I would have paid money for it. So informative. Anyway, I remember the guy saying to me, look, when people are behind you and they're tailing you, what tailing means is somebody's driving too close behind, right? Now, he said there's two people that does that. They're both bad. Whichever one you do, it ain't great. He said to me, you'd rather have the guy tailing you and know that he's tailing you and waiting for the opportunity for you to pull over so he can go round than the guy or the girl who's tailing you and they don't have a clue. They do not know they're driving too close to you. And I thought about that. Me being a fighter, I thought, yeah, that's dangerous stuff, man. You know, you think about it. And I do this in my class. If you're going to throw a jab with the left hand, what is the right hand doing? I constantly test people on this. Can you be sure to tell me what your right hand was doing? And they try and fake it by saying, yeah, it was here. I said, no, it wasn't. It wasn't there. You have to know for sure what every part of your body is doing. So when you have this friend that keeps giving you pessimistic views on everything that you do, he doesn't know he's doing it. She don't know that they're doing it. It's their nature. Don't argue with them. Don't tell them, I don't like what you're doing here. If you want to go down that route, you can. But I got no time for that. I got no time for that. There are plenty of happy, optimistic people out there. I'll hang with those guys. I'm not hanging with the guys who see the darkness. No way at all am I going to do that. Hanging with people that see nothing but condemnation in life. You have to be kidding me, man. I want a good life out of this time I'm here on the earth. Because since I've distanced myself from those people, I've been a happier person inside of me. Not that I wasn't happy before. I don't have to work on it so hard now. I get up out of my bed and I know that I'm not going to have seeing these guys and talking to these guys and they're not calling me up and all that. I feel a much better person for it. Yeah, I know I'm going to meet them every now and again. We're going to go to a mutual gathering of a friend or a family member and I'm going to have to go and see these people and I'll talk to them. I got no problem with these guys. Hey, they're cool. I'm cool. I'm good with that. But I just got to say, hey, there's you and there's me and I got to walk away from it. I can't be dealing with you and your pessimistic attitude and views. Everything I say, you're throwing cold water on it. Can't work that way, man. Okay, have I told you a story yet? Here it comes. There's a friend of mine and I still class her as a friend, right? Because all of these people I'm talking about, I have my reasons for distancing myself from them. But if they find that my absence was too much to take and they don't want anything to do with me, that's still fine. I ain't looking for a free friend, man. I'm not looking for a free friend. That's something that my mother used to tell me. And from then till now, I've always hung on to that. And I'll tell you what that means another time, but I ain't going to go into that. But I want to give you this story about a girl that I was doing a project with. I wanted to get my videos on iTunes so that not as a podcast, but as a paid download. And it wouldn't have cost a lot of money. It's about £1.99 for the video to do a workout, okay? And that was fair. I gave this girl, as it was her expertise, to do this task for me. And she agreed to do it. And I was giving her some lessons and other things for it. As when I say other things, keep it clean out there. I see your dirty minds. Yeah, keep it clean. I was giving her some lessons. She agreed to do it. You know, she turned round. We were having difficulty doing this because it was pretty hard to negotiate with all the companies. We were dealing with one company in the UK, Apple in the States, and another aggregating company in Canada. So trying to coordinate all these were becoming really difficult. But you know what? Life is not easy. If you want something good in life, you're going to work hard for it, right? We all agree on that. So halfway through this thing, she said, I don't think it's going to work anyway. Why? Because I never think anything's going to work. The minute I heard that, boom, I shut the door on her. Shut it down. Shut it down. Shut down that project. And she had the expertise to do that. And I haven't had the time to go back to that project. But let me tell you something. That is going to happen. It was a mind-blowing thing. I tell you what, I'd rather not do something than someone telling me I can't do it. You got to take the power into your own hands. That's what I did. I took the power into my own hands. And furthermore, I don't even want you anywhere near my business. You look, the people I got around my business now are full of life and vitality. And that's who I want around me. That's why I'm such a happy guy. You know, all you ladies and gentlemen out there, you know I like my music, yeah? I grew up on soul music, right? 80s soul music. I'm an 80s guy. Well, I was brought up, you know, born before that, but the era I most remember music-wise is the 80s. And something interesting happened with music. When music started branching out and genres within genres, so there were two divisions. Most of my friends went down one or two routes. They either went down the R&B route or they went down the soulful house route. I personally went down the soulful house route, the disco scene. Why did I do that? It's happy. These guys, when they're singing, it's joyful. It's like you're in a church, man, a gospel church, and there's clapping and dancing and tambourines and everything going on. It's all lovely and cheerful. That's how I was brought up when my mum used to take me to church. I went to church when I was a little boy, still go to church now. But I love that singing and dancing and stuff going on in the church. Yeah, I love all that stuff. And soulful music and, you know, that the Bee Gees, Staying Alive, that album. Look how happy that is, man. Those guys are just having a ball. And when you watch Saturday Night Fever, it's great. But then a lot of my friends went to R&B, yeah? The other half went to R&B. And when I listen to R&B music, I'm sorry, man. If you're into R&B, I'm sorry to hear this. But I find that music depressing. Yeah, I listen to it because I'm a lover of music per se. But I find, particularly when you get down into the hip-hop and rap stuff, what are these guys on? Are they all that negative? It's just real dark down there. And I like the light. You're going on my website, you won't see any black pages. Because when you see black page, your eyes want to close up. When you see a bright, shining page, your eyes want to light up. And that's how I designed my website, with light. Let the sun shine into your heart. So when you're dealing with these friends, you know, let's go back to the pessimist. The pessimist wants to take you down. They don't know it sometimes, but you feel it. You feel it and you feel the energy draining from you. I'm a strong guy. And when I'm having a conversation with a man, a friend of mine, and he was dragging me down. I asked him, I said, do I want to tell this story? I want to tell it. Okay. I'll tell the story. Right. I put a video online on Facebook. Was it Facebook? No, it wasn't Facebook. What's the other one where you put all the videos on? YouTube. Great. Lost my mind for a moment. I put a video on YouTube of my children. They were playing around. We went to a trampoline in place and we were jumping up, doing some kicks and stuff. And I wanted to show it to their grandfather. So edited it down and emailed it over to him. He sent this long, it's a danger to the children. You shouldn't have them online like that. Not knowing that his daughter does it 24/7. I put this to my friend and he said, well, he's right and you're wrong. What the heck? And this guy's a media guy as well. Yeah, now listen, right? I ain't got a problem with people putting their kids on video. We're living in an era now where it happens all the time. And if somebody wants to do you some harm, they're going to come to you and do you that harm. You got your kids with you all the time, right? You're not letting them out of your sight. And when they're not in your sight, they're with the school or they're with a papa carer. What the heck, man? Security risk to my children. I never heard such stupidness. Children on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, all the time. And this guy, right, if he has his views, that's fine. I ain't got a problem with that. But find a way of saying it so that I don't know what to say, man. I was just stunned. I was disappointed in this man. And his negativity and his pessimistic views, it was the last straw. And I tell you this, right, I tell you this. This guy was going through problems with his family. And often I didn't agree with him. But you know, as I said to you earlier on, he's my buddy and you're going through issues with your family. Hey, let's see how we can make a bad thing good. That's what you do with people, right? Life is there to test us all. There's always going to be hurdles. It's how you get over those hurdles that test you as a man and a woman. I grew up with this guy and I said, hey, no more. Cannot deal with this. And since then, I've been a much happier person. I've got to go to class. And I've got to teach you all out there. And you are relying on me to lift you. I can do that. But hey, I can't have people around me that are pessimistic constantly. And you cannot afford to have somebody around you that's going to have those constant pessimistic views. Let them go. Drop them. Get rid of them. Do a Forrest Gump. Run. Go on that Forrest Gump run, man. Don't look back. Just keep on running and running and running. Until your legs feel like they want to fall off. But you make sure you put as much distance between you and that person as you possibly can. Don't watch horror movies. Horror movies are for people that believe the glass is half empty. Be a half full kind of guy. Be a half full kind of girl. Watch Forrest Gump. Run away from the negative. It's no good. Go into the light, not into the darkness. Move up, not down. Move forward, not back. You've got it. I hope you got some good messages from what I'm telling you here today. I gotta leave this situation right now. Remember, stay positive, move away from pessimistic people. All right, girls, all right, boys. It was beautiful talking to you, and I will see you next week. Oh, I told you about where you can find me. Oh, I almost forgot, just quickly. You can find me on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, on all the network. Just put in Low Food Fitness and you'll get it. In fact, forget the fitness, man. Just put in Low Food and you'll get me there. Take care. I'll see you next time. Out of here. Boom. Adios.